Last summer, 13 statues of famed abolitionist Frederick Douglass were installed at various locations around the city of Rochester to commemorate the bicentennial of Douglass's birth. Early yesterday morning, one of the more than 6-foot-tall statues was damaged near Park in Alexander as two St. John Fisher College students allegedly tried to take it down and remove it from the site. Rochester police charged 20-year-old John Boedeker and 21-year-old Charles Milks with criminal mischief. The incident has sparked outrage and anger in the community, but also a call for this to be used as a teachable moment. Here to talk about it is Chris Christopher. She is manager of the Re-Energizing the Legacy of Frederick Douglass Project. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Beth.
John Boedeker told us that he and Charles Milks were extremely drunk when they decided to lift the statue and that their actions were not racially motivated. Yet, in the statement released by you and two of the directors of the Douglass Project, you said a witness to the incident reported that hateful racial epithets were used by those responsible. Now, we haven't been able to independently confirm this with police. And I want to know, who was this witness and how did you hear about their account?
Well, we actually encountered the witness right at the corner. He was speaking to a news organization. He actually spoke to a number of news organizations yesterday, as well as posted this information on his own Facebook page. We have no reason to disbelieve him. He was an eyewitness to the crime and was, in fact, the person who reported it.
So when Boedeker said, on behalf of himself and his classmate, that they were not racially motivated in their actions, do you buy that?
You know, I'm finding that a little bit difficult to swallow. The witness has actually no agenda to make these claims, but I think these two young men certainly have a need to justify their behavior in some way. And I think it's very unfortunate. And as we said in the statement, I think this is an opportunity for us all to stand back and think really about the Douglass's family's path in Rochester, which was not always smooth. In this particular location that was vandalized, the statue was completely removed, is one of those locations where people should stop and think about what exactly the Douglass family endured while they were here in Rochester. It was not all wonderful moments like the publishing of the North Star. For example, at this site, which was the site of the Seward School, Douglass's daughter, Rosetta, was literally confined in a classroom in a segregated setting. The children in the school were given an opportunity to vote on whether or not they thought that young Rosetta should be allowed into their classroom with them, and the children were very open to the idea. When the parents were asked to weigh in, one father in particular had very, very strong objections, which would have meant confining Rosetta literally to her own classroom by herself on a continuing basis, and that was not acceptable to the Douglass family. So this is already a location where something quite unhappy happened. And so for this to have taken place at this particular location is really something for us to think about how we treat people.
Yeah, you said a moment ago, you're calling for the community to rise above the anger and the disappointment and turn this into a teachable moment. Can you say more about that? What would you like to see happen?
Well, I'd like people to really think about what exactly Frederick Douglass did here in Rochester, what he means to us, and what exactly, with some of the issues that we face today, what would Douglass want us to do? And I think that this is actually a pretty good moment to talk about that. Under these circumstances, how would Frederick Douglass want us to react? And I think that what he would want us to do is have open and honest conversations about how we treat our neighbors. And I think he certainly wouldn't want us to give in to what has happened at this site. I think he would be encouraging us to replace that statue as soon as possible.
And that, is that what you intend to do, replace the statue?
Yes, we do.
How quickly do you think that would happen, and what would have to go into that?
You know, I can't say specifically at this moment. I hope it would happen soon. It certainly somewhat depends on the weather conditions and also the availability of the statue itself. So that's something that we'll be working on in a positive way.
Yeah, I know the sculptor created 13 of these, so would she have to recreate another one?
Well, we have one that has yet to be installed, so there is still one that would be available, but I'm not sure what the status of the arrangements with the site where it's intended for stand at this point. We've been talking to the folks at the one remaining location, and it's not clear to me right at this moment, standing in my office at 20 minutes to 8, if that has been nailed down completely or not. So if that statue is available, then we would move to put that statue in. If that statue has been promised to someone else, we're going to have to replace it.
I see. Chris, the president at St. John Fisher College said the college shares the community's outrage over this and that the two students who police say did the damage will be held accountable. He didn't specify what punishment that would include as far as the college is concerned. Do you have any opinion about how the college should be responding to this specifically and more broadly?
I would leave that up to the college president, but I can say that I was very pleased to see that the president of the college had the same kind of strong reaction that we did. This is a reprehensible act. There must be consequences.
Chris Christopher, she is a manager, that is, for the Re-Energizing the Legacy of Frederick Douglass project. And Chris, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Beth.